1340 96.5 KVGC. Good morning, everyone. Time for a look at the latest on the local scene for a Wednesday, the 6th day of December for 2017, 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. In the news for today, the City of Ione is looking to fill a vacant city council seat following the resignation of council member Ron Smiley. At last night's meeting, the remaining four members discussed how to go about appointing a replacement who will serve the remainder of Smiley's term, which ends in November of 2018. The city will take applications to fill the position, and at the council's next meeting on December 19th, these candidates will be asked questions in a public interview by the council, and then a vote to fill the position will be held. Interested parties have until December 15th to apply and should contact Ione City Hall for instructions. In other business, the council held second readings and final approval votes for ordinances on recreational marijuana and building of second dwelling units, making the building of the so-called granny flats easier and the selling of marijuana commercially impossible in the city. This finishes debates that have dogged the council for months. The council also heard a report on the initial design of an Ione bypass that would route heavy truck traffic around the city. Many details of the project, particularly in the funding, remain to be filled in. A man with ties to marijuana cultivation in Calaveras County was recently arrested in Minnesota. According to the Minnesota State Trooper's Office, during a traffic stop on Interstate I-90 in Nobles County for expired California registration tags, a trooper noted the smell of marijuana about a vehicle with numerous duffel bags inside. The driver, Peter View, denied consent to search the vehicle and fled on foot when questioned. He was not captured at that time, but 227 pounds of marijuana were seized from the vehicle. Troopers suspect that View was traveling from California to the St. Paul, Minnesota area. A warrant was issued for the man's arrest, and he was later taken into custody. View was previously arrested by the Calaveras County Sheriff's Office back in September during a search warrant at an illegal marijuana cultivation site in Copperopolis, where 127 marijuana plants were eradicated. He spent 29 days in custody and in October pled guilty, no contest, to charges of possession of a large-capacity magazine, possession of an altered firearm, and illegal marijuana cultivation. And a high-speed pursuit that started in Valley Springs ended at the Amador-Calaveras County line Friday when the suspect jumped from his vehicle and escaped. According to reports, around 11:30 Friday night, a Calaveras Sheriff's Patrol deputy attempted to stop a vehicle near Pine Street in Valley Springs. The suspect took off on 26 through the town of Paloma and through east on Highway 26 towards McCallamy Hill. The CHP deployed a spike strip near the intersection of Highway 26 and 49 in McCallamy Hill that successfully punctured the tires on the suspect vehicle. The vehicle, now running on just the tire rims, continued east on 26. While driving through the River Canyon east of the South Fork McCallamy Bridge, the vehicle was stopped by the CHP. A male driver jumped from the vehicle and fled on foot into the thick brush. A canine was brought in from Amador County and assisted in the search for the suspect, who managed to escape. The suspect vehicle was not registered and is listed for non-operation with the DMV. Authorities are conducting an investigation into the identity of the driver. And this Saturday, you can travel back in time at the Preston Castle. Enjoy an old-time Christmas at the castle from 10 until 4. Christmas carols will be playing to set the mood. You'll find interesting art, handmade crafts, jewelry, baked goods, and other gift items for your holiday shopping. Most vendors will be indoors in the basement area of the castle. Santa will be available for your child's wish list and photos to be taken. Now, this all begins at noon, and it's all free. You can also take a self-guided tour of the castle from 10 to 2 for $10 per person. This will be the last chance to tour the castle until next April. Also on Saturday, the annual Ione Business Community Association's Christmas Parade will wind down Main Street starting at 11 o'clock. There's no place like Ione for the holidays is this year's Christmas Parade theme. That's right. The Ione Fire Department's Santa Patrol hits the streets again tonight. Tonight, Santa will visit Midtown. He'll start at the Ione Fire Station on Jackson. He'll head out Plymouth Highway, come back, go up Preston Avenue to Oak Ridge Circle, around the circle, then down Nooner to Sutter, then to Shakely, and then back down to the fire station. Santa's visits start about 6 o'clock each evening. He'll wrap them up on Friday in Ione. He'll be back in the county on Wednesday the 20th with the Jackson Fire Department, the 20th, 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Wednesday morning. Supervisor Forrester will be along at 8:30 with an update for us on yesterday's Board of Supervisors meeting. From the KVGC News Center, I'm Jim Geedy reporting.